on the Coyote Sports Network. From Learfield, this is the YokeCast, the official podcast of the University of South Dakota Athletics, taking you inside the stories of Coyote athletes, coaches, administrators, and more. Now, here's your host, John Thayer.
Hey, what's up? How are you? We are officially into the month of April. It's crazy to think the semester winding down so quickly. We'll be at the end of the semester before you know it. Classes officially end at USD on May 1st, I believe it is, and then the finals week gets underway in that first full week of May. So it's coming fast, but hopefully we can keep cheering on the spring sports here throughout the course of the next month and see how they position themselves going into conference events and hopefully postseason opportunities. Still a possibility for Coyote Athletics. What a run for women's basketball. It wrapped up on Wednesday night in the WNIT semifinals with a 67-60 loss to Illinois State. Coyotes had a pretty solid first quarter, and then Illinois State made some adjustments and just disrupted some things in that game. But what a turnaround season for Kerry Amy and the group. You know, it was a tough season a year ago, and I know this team wanted to do something bigger than the WNIT, but this was a special group. They got winning back into Vermillion for the women's basketball program, and I think this was a great step for the women's basketball program, and I'm excited to see where the program continues to go under Kerry Amy. This was a really cool season, and, you know, it's been amazing. I've had the opportunity on this show and just in general to talk to a lot of the women's basketball players, specifically the seniors. And, every time you talk to them, you can tell how meaningful this year has been for them. That they came to USD, they wanted to do something great, and they all committed to the same thing. And, you know, we got four seniors that spent less than 12 months in Vermillion, and they became very easy to cheer for. And I think that's special. I think that says a lot about the group as a whole, and it says a lot about them as individuals as well. So really excited to see what happens in their futures and of course, the future of women's basketball program as well. But unfortunately, the Coyote season came to an end on Wednesday night in the Sanford Coyote Sports Center. What an opportunity to host postseason events, though. The crowd kept showing up. Kudos to the fans. And the athletic department of the university committed to trying to get those home games, and they did it all the way through. And that's pretty special when you get those opportunities. This week on the podcast, we get a local athlete who just won a high school state championship a few months ago, and now she's competing on the volleyball team at USD, an early enrollee, and Gabby Zachariasen. And I also caught up this week with Ella Greenberg, who got a victory. Finally, you could just see in her face how much it meant to finally get a collegiate victory. She did that here a couple of weeks ago, and we sat down to talk about the victory and all of that as well. Let's start with Gabby Zachariasen, the Harrisburg, South Dakota native, won a bunch of high school state championships and now trying to take those steps to get herself ready for Division I volleyball come this fall.
Gabby, first off, welcome to USD. You've been here for a little bit now, but getting acclimated, what has the transition been like for you as a spring enrollee?
Yeah, it was definitely really weird at first. You know, starting college in the spring isn't really typical. But as it's gone on and I've been here for about 3 months, like, it's been really nice getting really close with everyone on the team and getting comfortable playing volleyball with all these people and at such a high level.
You get in, you go through that decision about enrolling in the spring. How much of that is a conversation from the coaches at USD versus you and just kind of the thought process on making that happen to really get some reps before we get to fall?
Yeah, I mean, I was the first one to bring it up to the coaches and ask, like, if that was an option and what it was like. And they talked to me about it, and then they also had me talk to Ella Rogers about it because she also enrolled early, and she was just telling me that, like, she was really glad she did come early because there were so many advantages to coming early. And even now, like, volleyball-wise, I already have seen the advantages of coming early and, like, once again, also, like, getting close with teammates, because volleyball, it starts in the fall, so there's not much time before coming and then starting games. So coming in the spring, you just get so much more time to adjust.
So do you get to go back for prom, or is that just something you decided not to do?
Well, we do have a tournament over when prom is, so I don't get to go back for prom, but that's okay.
How crazy is it that just a few months ago you're winning a state championship in high school for Harrisburg, and now you're at USD and competing in spring tournaments? I mean, does it just feel like a whirlwind to you?
Yeah, it's definitely, like, weird going from, like, playing with people I've played with for my whole life and against, like, other high school players to now playing against people who are, like, 3 and 4 years older than me and playing at such a faster pace. So it is definitely an adjustment, but I've gotten used to it, and it's a lot more fun to play at a higher competitive level.
Look back at your time in high school. You were on some very successful teams and always success in high school. What was that experience like for you, just always playing at the top?
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of pressure to always, like, have to perform at a high level. But I think it taught me so much about, you know, playing under pressure and always having to work hard, even though some things may come a little easier. But I think it taught me a lot till now, is that you're always going to have to compete, whether that's, like, competing for a spot, competing against other people, against other teams. So I think it really did teach me a lot.
Has it always been volleyball for you, or when did you start to shift towards volleyball? Like, that could be your ticket to college.
Yeah, I did play basketball and softball too. I did really like softball, but volleyball and softball are during the same season, so I did have to pick one, and I obviously ended up picking volleyball. So it's like, once I did narrow it down to just volleyball, that's when I, like, knew I definitely wanted to play college for volleyball. I knew I wanted to play a college sport, but, like, I never necessarily knew what that was gonna be until I decided volleyball.
Talk about your recruiting process. When did you kind of know that USD was a place that you could see yourself at?
Yeah, after a few phone calls with them, because I've always come to their camps growing up and, like, always come to the games because it's really close to where I live and stuff. And just being on call with the coaches, it felt natural, which is something that doesn't really happen with every coach you talk to. And they just really expressed how much they wanted me and how much they thought I could impact the program, which was really nice to hear and, like, nice to be value, like, high value to someone. So I think that's what really helped.
USD's had a great run of success, a lot of trips into the NCAA tournament. Recently, South Dakota State has elevated their volleyball program. Do you feel that at the high school level, the impact that it has with two very competitive Division I volleyball programs in the state?
Yeah, I think South Dakota as a whole is becoming much more competitive volleyball-wise. I mean, you have people older than me who have gone to some really big colleges, and there's people younger than me who are on the national teams for their age groups and who are going to go to amazing colleges. So I think, one, volleyball and every age group has gotten so much better in South Dakota, but I definitely think it helps having two really good D1 volleyball programs to elevate that even further.
You talked about, you know, having that a little bit of adjustment as you work into college, you know, in the spring and enrolling. As you look back at that, you come into college and you're supposed to still be in high school, right? Age-wise and everything. Do you feel like you had to grow up a little quicker, a little faster?
Yeah, no, I definitely feel like I did have to. My whole life, I've kind of been playing up in age groups, so I think that's helped a little bit. But I definitely had to mature a little faster, knowing that I'd, like, be living by myself. You know, my parents can't make me go to class. I'd have to do that myself. So I definitely did have to grow up a little faster, yeah.
As you started to get into some of the workouts with USD, what was your eye-opening moment that said, this isn't high school volleyball anymore?
Definitely just, like, the workouts we do. I've never really worked out my arms ever, and we do that a lot now. So it's definitely, like, eye-opening, just, like, how much we work out, and two, like, all the different muscles we work out.
So that's been an adjustment. What has been the biggest adjustment for you volleyball-wise that you've had to start to try to make here and understand in the spring season so you can prepare yourself for the fall?
Yeah, I would definitely say just first off, the pace. It's obviously a lot faster pace. And second off, everyone I'm playing with and against is really, really good. You know, there's not really a weak link, and everyone was one of the best players on their team. So when that comes together, it's like you're obviously playing in a super competitive environment, and that's something I've definitely had to get used to.
You're coming off of playing in some spring scrimmages. What was that experience like to, you know, get out of the practice gym and play in a game type setting?
Yeah, we definitely were really looking forward to the spring match because we have been just practicing with each other for the past 3 months. So it's been super exciting to like finally get to play together and watch our practice translate to the court. Obviously, there are some positives and obviously there are some things that we need to get into the gym and fix. But I think it was a really fun like first tournament of getting back into playing.
You've been here a short time, but what's been your overall experience with this particular team and this group as you go through this spring season?
Yeah, I love it. Every single person on the team has been so inviting and welcoming and caring. You can tell like they care about me and they really like do want to be friends with me and like are putting effort into like the relationships they have with me, which is super nice to see.
I know when you're here, there's a lot of focus on volleyball. It takes up a lot of time and obviously academics. What do you do in your free time?
In my free time, I nap.
Big napper?
Yes, I am. I've always been a big napper. But now we have to wake up early for like lifts and practices in the morning. Then I have to go to class. And then I try to get a nap in before afternoon practice.
What has that adjustment been like? You know, when you're in high school, you kind of go to class and you're in different classes throughout the course of the day. Classes in college generally can be more spread out, and then you work in some volleyball work in between there, and then there's practices. How have you tried to adjust with the schedule and time management?
Yeah, there definitely is a lot more free time than in high school, but I really do try to like stay on top of my things and stay ahead of work and like keep my room clean, do stuff like that, and don't just spend a lot of time on my phone.
What do you hope you can bring to this volleyball program that continues to build off of the success that USD has had?
Yeah, I think me and the coaches talked about how, like, one of the most, like, best things about my game is, like, how aggressive I am. And so I think continuing to do that, even though it does get hard with the super competitive environment I'm playing in, is to stay aggressive and stay playing how I always play.
Well, keep doing your thing, and I know a lot of people will be excited to watch it in the fall. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it. Enjoy your time, and good luck.
Thank you.
That is Gebbie Zachariasen. She is in her first semester at the University of South Dakota, an early enrollee, and always great to talk to them, individuals like her who come in early, and you wonder, like, where does that conversation start? How does that conversation go? And everybody always wonders, do they go back for prom? Well, you got your answer there from Gebbie Zachariasen. She has the ability to be a star for the Kiowa volleyball program in the coming years. Speaking of a rising star, Ella Greenberg in her freshman season shot a school record round of 67. It is still tied for the record low round for women's golf in a tournament, but finally broke through at the Ozarks national invite and got an individual win, the medalist of the event. We had a chance to sit down and talk about that event and how that final round kind of played out for her throughout the course of the week.
Ella, first off, congratulations on the recent victory. I know it always feels good to put together rounds of golf, but congrats. How did that feel to finally get one done?
Thank you. It's been a long time coming, I feel. I've had some really good rounds and really good tournaments, especially after my fall season. Took a couple of top fives. I think I got a top three in there. But finally, like putting it, like you said, putting it all together and coming together that last round, from behind, shooting three under, it was really cool. And I had no idea when I was playing that I was even in contention because, again, I think I was in ninth after the first 2 days. But so yeah, I had no idea. I figured I was moving up the leaderboard, but I didn't know how far I was actually moving up. So
you go back a couple of years ago when your journey at South Dakota started, mm-hmm. you fire a 67, and I think that's still tied for the low round at USD. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Winning is special as well. Which one means more?
I think that's a hard one. I think finally winning and like putting three like good rounds that beat the entire field, I think that's more special. But both of them are those are like probably the top three at least moments in my golf career. So
in this victory, you had a 75-76 in the first couple of rounds, mm-hmm. and then a 69-3 under in the final round. You go into that final round, and you knew you were in the top 10. Mm-hmm. When did you know you had something special going on? Like, when can you just feel with your golf game that things are clicking? Knowing if you've ever played golf, it can mm-hmm. vacate you very quickly. Yeah. But when did you feel like you had something really special?
Well, I played the first 13 holes on the last day, like perfect golf, just like fairways, greens, birdies. And then through like 14, wind started really picking up. And so that was kind of a more of like a test to my game is if I could, because I didn't have any bogeys through 13 or through 17 actually, but at that point I was like, okay, well now this is really going to test my golf game. And I started making a couple more par saves instead of just like the easy tap and pars, and made a couple like 7 to 10 footers for par and like 14 through 17, and that's when I was like, wow, like I'm saving pars now, not bogeying. Because I think my downfall is I will take some bigger numbers on the course, especially like the first 2 days. I took some doubles in there, and then that's what separates my decent rounds from my like really good rounds is when I don't take any numbers. And then, but yeah, wind just started picking up, and I ended up bogeying my last hole. But that was the least amount of bogeys I've ever had around an 18 holes of golf. So.
You know, as you go through golf, because you've played it long enough, you're going to have some of those rounds where a double, maybe a triple creeps in. Mm-hmm. How do you mentally try to reset and clear that? Because you know as well as anybody, if you let that one bother you, it's going to mm-hmm. compound the rest of the way. How do you try to reset that and move on?
Well, everybody says in golf, it's the next shot that matters. It's not the last one, it's the next. So you really just have to like take your time. After a bad hole, I like to let the girls in my group go first, like tee off first, so that I can just take a second. Because sometimes if you get a little angry after a double or a triple and you go storming off to the next hole and then just hit right away, you're going to probably hit another bad shot. So really just taking a second and resetting really helps, because as you said, like you can start spiraling. So.
As you go through that final round, and you said you didn't know you were climbing up the leaderboard mm-hmm. that much, are you someone who doesn't want to know? Or would you have rather known where you were? Does that put too much pressure on you?
Well, so typically I'm a leaderboard watcher. I like to know. But for whatever reason this day, I had no idea. I asked how the team was doing, I think once, just kind of seeing like how everybody was doing. But other than that, I didn't look, I didn't see, because we keep score on our phones, so it's very easy to just click back and look at the leaderboard. But I had no idea, so maybe from now on out, I won't be a leaderboard watcher because I won a tournament not doing it. So,
how does it work in college golf? You said you keep score on your phones. Does one person keep the score for the entire group, like in the live scoring? Mm-hmm. Does everybody have a responsibility? Do you like having that responsibility?
Well, recently we started doing all on our phones. We had like scorecards, and then one person would just do the live scoring for the whole group, and then we would just switch scorecards. Like traditionally that's what you do in golf, but recently they got rid of all paper scorecards, so it's just has our past two tournaments have been online, so everybody it's just like a rotation. So if you're playing in a group of three, you'll just, it rotates and it gives you someone automatically on your phone. So everybody has to do it on their phones now.
So. How, as you go through like this and you look back in this tournament, like how important is this for you and your career, like this season and moving forward, as you build that confidence? You've always known you've had it, mm-hmm. right? But to finally put it together, how big is that for you internally?
I think it's really huge, especially leading up into our last two tournaments. And like I said, I had a pretty good fall season, but just it wasn't quite there. Just putting the rounds together. I've had some really good rounds, like historically through like holes 16, 15, and then kind of fizzled out at the end. But finally, like putting good rounds together is huge, and I think it's really good momentum for me leading into the next couple tournaments that we have left. So,
well, when you get to holes 14 from now on, just start thinking finish strong.
Finish strong.
You gotta keep that in your head. We've seen good rounds out of this team from many different players. Yeah. Your team has moved up in the team standings in mm-hmm. different tournaments. What do you like about this particular group?
Well, we've had a lot of years together. I've had 3 years with now Katie and our other senior Alexa and Laura, she's taking only 3 years. And then Ava and Avery and I have all been together along with Laura since freshman year. And then my sister's on the team, so I've played with her for a really long time. And then Katie has also played with her for a really, really long time in junior golf. And then we only have one freshman, Morgan, but I think us all playing together for such a long time on this team, because typically that doesn't happen. Like, you'll play with a girl for 1 year and then she'll graduate. But I think our like team chemistry and just playing together and watching each other grow has been something really special, because I can say that I've seen every single one of my teammates grow in at least one aspect of their game in the past 3 years that I've played with them. So I think that's really special.
I know golf boils down to not allowing those big numbers to creep mm-hmm. in, but what do you have to work on individually to have a strong finish to this season and keep building?
I think really just my mental game, just keeping that strong, and really like stepping on the gas when I'm having a good round, and also straightening out my driver. If you're getting more like technical on the course, straightening that out. I think just hitting some more fairways. But I think at the last tournament, my proximity to the pin was really good on my like iron shots into the green. So I was giving myself some short birdie putts. So I think that worked really well for me. But yeah, so just really finishing strong mentally, I think, is the biggest thing.
Well, keep doing it. We're excited to see what happens in the next few weeks. Ella, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it. Good luck the rest of the way.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
That is Ella Greenberg. She is a junior on the golf team from Rockford, Illinois. Her sister Eva is on the golf team as well. She's a sophomore, but Ella got that victory, and now the Coyote women's golf team turns their attention to Stampede at the Creek down in Omaha, or the Elkhorn area at Indian Creek Golf Club. That is coming up on the 13th and 14th, and then they'll be down to Mesa, Arizona for the Summit League Championships, which get underway for women's golf on April the 26th. So golf season flying through. We need some nice weather, consistent nice weather, to get these women outside and the men's team as well outside and play some golf a little bit more here as they prepare for the stretch run and the final meets of the season. Big thanks to Ella Greenberg and to Gabby Zachariasen for joining the podcast this week. Great conversations. Excited to see how they continue to push through their Coyote careers. That is going to wrap things up for us today. Before we head out, let's take a look at what is going on in Coyote athletics. Remember, we are in spring, which means at the time I tell you some of these events, they may have changed by now. So always, always, always check the latest schedules at goyotes.com and, be a part of that and check it out and see what the latest is as far as scheduling. But as we sit here Today, Friday, women's tennis is scheduled to play at Kansas at 10 a.m. down in Lawrence. The USD early bird was canceled this weekend due to the weather in the area. Track team did pick up, I believe this is an addition, track and field event at the Husker Spring Kickoff. That is set to be on Friday. And maybe through the weekend, so we'll see how that goes. Men's golf back in action next Monday down in Columbia, Missouri at the Tiger Invitational. So men's golf trying to get through their season. Softball is scheduled to play next Tuesday at Creighton down in Omaha. So those are the events going on. They're getting, we're going to basically be on a lot of weekend events here for the remainder of the semester, but we'll see how it all plays out, and lots of stuff to continue to watch and cheer for in Coyote Athletics. That's it for me. I'm John Thayer. Have yourself a tremendous weekend. As always, stay safe and go Yotes.
Thanks for listening to Yotecast, the official podcast of the University of South Dakota Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Coyote Sports Network.